Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm kind of excited because I'm going to start my side business a little early this year. The Hamilton Underpass is closed, so I'm going to start my boat rental service right there, where you get like an inflatable raft to get in, and it takes you across the big giant puddle, and then right next to it, there's like a wooden floatable that they put your car on it, and then that takes you across. It's a little timely, but it's fun for the whole family.
I like it, and you know what? I offer the services of one of my horses to tow said wooden floatable.
Great idea, but the water is a little chilly, so maybe you should keep the horses out of it.
Well, no, you use a harness and you hitch, and then the tow line can be long. They wouldn't be in the water.
Oh, the horse would be on the other side. What a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think we need some kind of job permit for this, or do you think we just go ahead and
We're just going to do it. That's fine.
All right. Hamilton Underpass is closed because it rained a lot.
Yes, it did. It rained a bunch.
And
there's
that's what happens.
A lot of standing water.
There you go.
Do you want to know my philosophy? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I completely agree with you. That's why we did what we did with the Welcome to Sunbury sign. We didn't ask permission.
No, we just did it.
We just went and did it.
I do need an update, though.
What's
because
that?
Is it truly, like, there's nothing to be done?
I don't know.
About the Sunbury sign?
Mayor Kurt, if you're listening this morning, he's in touch with our news department all the time.
I need to ask our news guy, Matt, because I just feel like the sign should stay, but sources tell me that it's already a done deal and that PennDOT is doing this sort of all across our Fair Valley. It already happened to Roarbox Market outside of Catawissa.
They had to move their sign too?
They had to take it down.
Take it down?
Yes, because it was encroaching. Yeah.
What?
On PennDOT's like easement, their right of way. So all these signs, they've been there for decades. All of a sudden, they have a problem with it.
The people that are moving signs should actually be the same people that are fixing the Hamilton Underpass.
There it is.
There. Right there.
There it is.
It's the Super Days.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Amazon just made a big announcement. They're now launching a self-driving delivery robot named Scout. Amazon designed it to deliver packages directly to your doorstep, right? Now, I'm sorry, if there's a Scout coming directly onto my family's property, she better be selling cookies.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Forget our business deal. The Hamilton Underpass is open. Damn it.
It's open?
Yeah.
It is open.
I wanted boat rental there.
Shoot.
I wanted the corner of the market.
Our business plan is ruined.
Shot. Until spring,
It
floods every other day.
I was going to say, I mean, there was that stretch last spring and during the summer where it was like 40 days and 40 nights of rain. So, you know, we're good.
Maybe we should build a big wooden boat.
My basement flooded like 17 times. Yeah. Cool.
Well, you're out of that house now. So
I am.
It's a great year.
But my dear friend lives in that house now. So I made sure that she had two working sump pumps.
All right. Very good.
Aren't
it's the
nice
borough's
places.
Fault, not the house's fault.
Yeah.
They need to fix that creek.
Don't blame the house.
See, I'm salty about PennDOT and these signs. I'm salty about creeks not being fixed and getting jammed up with, like, debris.
There you go.
I'm salty about it all.
You're salty about it all?
I am. I need my cup of tea.
You're fired up.
I feel like she's been fired up all week this week, you know?
I think she's ready for the Pro Bowl this weekend, aren't you?
I am, at least.
Oh, my gosh. My calendar is cleared. I'm so excited about
it. As
it
should be.
You know what I was more excited for? The hard-hitting game between the Patriots and the Jets. Did you hear about this one?
No.
This is a great story. Jamal Adams of the New York Jets was at a book signing, an autograph signing.
I saw this, yes.
And this is getting ready for the Pro Bowl this weekend. Anyway, he was at an autograph signing thing, and the Patriots mascot showed up.
What?
And Jamal Adams is a player for the Jets, so he tackled it.
Good.
Like
flattened this guy.
Like a joke.
Is there a video?
Yes, there is. Well, I saw a video on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, check the video, but here's Jamal kind of explaining himself.
I'm going to go knock this mascot out.
Oh, here's some audio. Yeah!
They're not happy with me right now. The NFL is calling my phone, blowing me up, saying that, you know, I put him in the hospital, so I got to go check on him, make sure he's okay.
Whoops.
But do I regret it?
No!
Oh my!
Okay, now why would you say that?
Because it's funny, Matt.
That's awesome.
It is funny, but I mean, like,
have you ever seen a mascot that you didn't want to tackle? I mean, come on.
I mean, no, I get that. I get it was all good and fun, but once you're in trouble with the NFL and the guy's in the hospital, like, you got to lay off a little bit. That was probably not
the
smart to hit yesterday.
The mascot was poking the bear.
It's like, yeah, the Patriots mascot showed up in a New York Jets autograph.
Yeah, you don't
do that. Tackle this son of a...
Whoa, the kiddos are going to school. Kiddos are going to school. Be careful now, friend.
News is next.
Triangle Tech graduates get important.
Tom and Laura getting healthy in 2019. And we even have a Tom and Laura's healthy bonus buy item of the day that could get you a $50 gift card from Giant Market.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Why do we woohoo a lot more on Friday than we do any other day?
Woohoo!
There you go.
There it is.
A chance for you to win later on today. If you remember the bonus buy item of the day, which is Nature's Promise organic bananas, because sometimes bananas just aren't good enough. You need organic bananas.
That's very true.
It is
although
true.
Bananas are not on that Dirty Dozen list that you should purchase organic. So it's not necessarily a necessity.
All right.
But well, anyway, the remember that item.
Yeah, the Nature's Promise organic bananas, only 69 cents a pound. That's a good price.
That's very, very inexpensive, especially for an organic fruit. So remember that item and price, friends, and then listen later on. Kyle Alexander will ask you for that, and you can win $50 to our friends at Giant. Quality selection savings each and every single day.
This is the sound of McDonald's.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday on the way next. Get your requests in. We are having a good time this morning.
We are.
You know, the average American only laughs 8 times a day. We laugh about 8 times an hour here.
I was going to say,
especially during the hours of 6 and 9.
I had a good belly laugh though earlier. Tom really like laid a zinger on me with our one caller for the Gilson
Snowboard.
And she played
along.
She did.
You know how cheesy radio people always say, "Tell everybody who made you a winner."
Yes.
And it goes 94 KX. I said, "Who has Hyundai?" The lady said, "Sunbury Motors has Hyundai."
No way.
It was perfect.
I didn't expect it, so it made me laugh for real.
Love it.
Yeah, it was
That's
surreal.
Awesome.
What are the things we laugh at? Here's a quick list in case you people don't laugh enough.
People falling on black ice today.
Number 10.
Is it really?
Not necessarily black ice, but people falling. Number 9, stupid puns. That's why we have Tom Morgan.
We are punny.
Yeah,
number
me too.
8, bad photos of people.
Yes.
That could happen here in any given moment.
Yeah.
Number 7, people mispronouncing words. That happens. Knock knock jokes. I don't
think.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
Get that off the list.
Number 5, dad jokes. Dad jokes.
Yeah, those are great. Yes. Yeah.
I was telling dad jokes before I became a dad. It's crazy. Reality TV?
Yeah, no.
I do have a soft spot for the Kardashians still.
Do you laugh at it?
No, I just think it's ridiculous.
All right, number 3, memes and animal videos.
Okay, yes. Animal videos is my number 1.
Your memes aren't bad either. Sitcoms on TV, okay, everybody laughs at that. But the number 1 thing we laugh at is things that children say.
Oh my gosh,
oh,
that video yesterday of that little girl that I showed you.
Crying.
The mom is taping this toddler. She's cute as a button. And she's like, "You need to stop crying." And this little girl is bawling her eyes out. But she's like, "I'm not crying. I said, Mom." And she's like, "Do you want to watch Sophia?" Like Sophia the First, the little girl. And she's like, "I do want to watch." She's like, "Then get yourself together. You need to stop crying." He said, "But I'm not crying." And she's bawling. Like, it was the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's even funnier when you see it for real.
Should
I
share?
When you have 3 daughters.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
the things kids
that's true.
Geez. News is next, and Flashback Friday is on the way. Stay with us, Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
I am not crying.
It's cold outside, but Mahindra is...
Hi, 94KX.
Oh, my God. Morgan Anser. Hey, it's your favorite rabbit driver.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
I recognized
Good morning,
your
guys.
Voice.
A little busy today. A little busy and crazy. What's going on?
Oh, we're just living the dream.
Okay.
We want to hear some Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Of course. Classic Flashback Friday.
It's my Suncom bus. We're doing Flashback Karaoke Friday.
Oh,
yes!
Yay!
Here comes your
Shout
journey, buddy.
Shout out to our friends at Suncom.
Flashback Friday. Yeah, everybody's air guitaring and singing along, not just on the Rapid Transit bus. Thanks for the phone call. Flashback Friday is so much fun for everyone.
It is. And if you have a song that you want to hear, a shout out, a request, you can text us 49330, call us 1-800-326-94KX or message on the Facebook page. We do appreciate phone calls on a Flashback Friday.
Yes, though. We love talking to you people.
I do like a phone call.
There you go. Last night, Jimmy Fallon did, he always does these extra features and we love it when he uses social media because we use social media too. Last night's feature was, it should be illegal. Okay, he throws the topic out there, and people respond.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite "it should be illegal to" stories from you guys. This first one here is from at Want Peace for All. He says it should be illegal to post sweaty pictures on social media. We get it, Karen. You work out. You still look the same, Karen.
I do hate those pictures, though.
This one's from at CJ710. He says it should be illegal to let Netflix ask, "Are you still watching?" Yes, Netflix, I am in fact still watching my 8th straight episode of Grey's Anatomy. Leave me alone!
That's my ex-wife, actually, isn't it?
This is for Matt. Lizzie is busy. She says it should be illegal to give me only one sauce when I order a 10-piece chicken nugget. I require a minimum of one sauce per 3 nuggets.
Wow.
It's
okay,
illegal.
This one's from Megan 1-8-4-9-5-6-0-2. Very okay. easy. Yeah. She says it should be illegal to wear pants so tight that your front butt shows.
That's just, come on, front butt.
This last one's from at Maria Brand Don't. She says it should be illegal to listen to Adele's "Someone Like You" more than 5 times a day. The whole dorm already knows you broke up with Josh. Move on, girl.
Today's "It Should Be Illegal."
You may not know it, but your company's always under attack from hackers, spammers, and other criminals. Sooner or later.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, Flashback Friday. Yeah, I was Patrick Swayze for just a moment there, and I think I broke my hip.
The thing that I just witnessed in this studio, I wish people could see what I just saw with my own two eyes.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for the text. Not Movie Mike. My Movie Mike is waiting in the wings here. Mike Holdren, can you please play "I've Had the Time of My Life" by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes? Thanks a lot. And P.S., Tom, I expect Laura to go full running at you, and you do the Swayze catch at the very end of the song. I'm exhausted.
It was fun.
I think I broke something.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Best Picture Oscar nominee Green Book. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. So yeah, Green Book opens today. Really good movie. I highly recommend that. That's at the campus.
Okay.
Also opening today, we have The Kid Who Would Be King, in which a band of kids embark on an epic quest to thwart a medieval menace. Because there's nothing today's kids love more than King Arthur.
And a medieval menace.
And a medieval menace, right.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, this one was directed by a guy named Joe Cornish, who made a really cool cult movie a bunch of years ago called Attack the Block.
Mm.
If you remember that movie, and if you've never seen Attack the Block, I highly recommend it. Okay. Science fiction movie. Had John Boyega, who went on to become famous in the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
So this is his new one. He hasn't made a movie in like 5 years, so that's
comes.
The Kid Who Would Be King.
Right.
We've also got Serenity. The mysterious past of a fishing boat captain comes back to haunt him when his ex-wife tracks him down with a desperate plea for help. This one stars Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway.
Good cast on that. Okay.
Yeah, good cast there.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, another Best Picture Oscar nominee, The Favorite, opens today. I like this movie a lot. I didn't write a review of it for various reasons, but nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress for Olivia Colman, Rachel Weisz, and Emma Stone for Best Supporting Actress, which is a load of baloney because Emma Stone is not a supporting actress in this movie. She's a co-lead, so I had a little bit of a gripe there. But
okay.
I do not like costume dramas. They're my least favorite genre film. And this one is really good because it's funny and it's lively. So,
and I am the polar end of the spectrum.
Yes,
right.
You are.
Opposite, because so, costume dramas are my absolute favorite.
Don't you guys start a
physical
fight
of TV
now.
And film.
Yeah, don't fight. I don't want to watch it.
That movie was great.
All right.
Like, great.
The Favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
that
a
movie
really,
was
really good
fantastic.
Movie. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Princess Diaries 3. Should we do it? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. Oh, they're so cute.
So Movie Mike says no, and
that's because he's a boy.
Yes.
Well, I like the first one, but I think Anne Hathaway has better
stuff to do now than go back and...
She may want to do it. Listen up.
Really?
There is a script. I want to do it. Julie wants to do it. Deborah Martin Chase, our producer, wants to do it. We all really want it to happen. It's just we don't want to do it unless it's perfect because we love it just as much as you guys love it. It's as important to us as it is to you, and we don't want to deliver anything until it's ready, but we're working on it.
Pretty good for a Flashback Friday, flashing back to Princess Diaries.
You know what it'll be? She'll be like the queen now, and there'll be some girl who's like she was in the first movie that she's got to train. They're just going to like redo it where she's in the Julie Andrews.
Will she have a 65 Mustang convertible?
I hope so, because that car was awesome.
There you have it. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you in a little bit.
See you in a little bit.
What does your morning sound like?
My goodness, are we running late. Movie Mike is coming up. We're working our way toward news. But right now, it's time, if I could find them, because I lost mine. It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Woohoo! Who's starting this thing? You're doing? Okay.
Because I lost mine, and because you have a mouthful of banana.
It's kind of a gross banana, though. I should have shopped at Giant.
Happy birthday to Adam Romig. He's 36 today.
Heather DeLong is 41 today.
Neil Whitmoyer from Benton is 41. Happy birthday.
Brett Kahn from Sealands Grove is 49.
Heidi Dunkelberger is 44.
Rachel Fox from Sunbury is 27. Happy birthday.
Carolyn Wrights from Lewisburg is 38 today. Happy birthday.
Jeff Kaufman from Augustaville is 56.
Ruth Owen is 33. Happy birthday.
Deborah Drescher, Doc. Oh, one of those hyphenated names, is 58 years old today.
Katie Stover from Sunbury is 40.
Shirley Hendricks from Sunbury is 51. Happy birthday.
And Erica Patterson is 39 today.
Natalie White Knight is 36.
Valerie Zellers is 54. Happy birthday.
Nathan Wolf from Spring Glen is 27.
Hey, everybody's got a birthday.
We love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, it's always late on a Friday. Sorry, friends. Text 49330, message on the 94KX Facebook page, or call us 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Woo! On 94KX.
Your ticket and your popcorn. See what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Green Book. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Can we all admit that M. Night Shyamalan might not be a very good director? I mean, the guy's been responsible for more turkeys than Butterball. His latest misfire is Glass, which is half a sequel to Unbreakable and half a sequel to Split. Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, and James McAvoy return as their respective characters from those two movies. They're all placed in a mental institution by a psychiatrist played by Sarah Paulson. She tries to convince them that their special abilities are not superpowers, but actually the symptoms of mental illness. The first 80 minutes of Glass are shockingly boring. You'd expect the three main characters to interact. Instead, we get to watch them having individual therapy sessions. That's not exactly thrilling, and for the longest time, it's not clear whether the movie is ever going to have something happen. At that hour and 20-minute mark, Jackson's character finally announces his evil plan. It sounds really great. Instead of showing us that, Glass opts to have everybody hang out in the institution's parking lot, where McAvoy briefly fights Willis's stunt double, but mostly they all just stand around and talk some more. Shyamalan is trying to tell a story about comic books, superheroes, and supervillains. What he says is obvious, though, and the way he says it had me looking at my watch and wondering when this lousy movie was going to be over.
Ow.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5, 6 senses.
Whoa!
Mike, might I add that this is the highest grossing movie, like, expected to be the second week in a row.
Yeah, well, you know, if other people like it more than I do, great, I wanted to like it. But, you know, he always thinks he has to put a twist into his movies, and you sit there waiting for it, and they get to the twist in this movie, and it's really lame, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And the guy is just a one-trick pony. It's time to get another trick.
Are you ready for some backlash to this, you crazy guy, you?
Yeah, I mean, I...
Here's the thing. I feel like others might agree with Movie Mike because M. Night Shyamalan, like The Sixth Sense and then The Village, for example, they were like, whoa, oh my gosh, like mind-blowing. And now you just expect it.
You sit there and you wait for the twist.
You're like, okay, like these monsters aren't going to be monsters because like something's coming. Like it's not, he needs to evolve and move on.
Yeah. Give him a call.
You should.
You guys give him a call. Help him out.
No, we could.
I want to see him do like a comedy or just a straight drama or something, you know? Do something different.
All right.
Just me.
News is next. See you Monday, Mike.
See ya.
All right.
Triangle Tech graduates get it.
The Backstreet Boys on a flashback Friday going out to Lek Hill and down the river, our friend Pam.
Good morning, Pam. Thank you for the call-in and the request.
Backstreet Boys on Jimmy Fallon last night dressed like chickens.
Oh.
They did their least favorite Backstreet Boys song. They said Backstreet's back to...
All right.
They don't like that song.
They don't like that song?
They don't. It's their least favorite, and they don't like performing it.
Oh.
So Jimmy Fallon made them perform it last night. Back, 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 back.
Stop it.
Back, 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 back. Dressed like chickens.
Everybody.
Love it.
That's ridiculous and funny.
Hey, are you a skier? Of course you are.
I am a skier headed to the slopes this weekend.
Or are you chicken?
1-800-326-94.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a flashback Friday with the time and some late night TV.
Pro skateboarder Tony Hawk is launching his own fashion line that will include hoodies, t-shirts, flannels, and carpenter pants. It's great. If you love hearing your wife say no, change.
REO Speedwagon, take it on the run. They're about due back at the Bloomsburg Fair. There's a flashback for you. Were you at that show? Of course you were. Mm-hmm. Here's a flashback for all generations. The Harlem Globetrotters coming back to Bucknell again.
Ooh.
Mark your calendars Wednesday, February 13th at 7 p.m. Is our very own news guy, Matt, going to
okay.
be
okay, so here's the
Can
thing.
Can we reveal this? This is
I
great.
Don't know. I don't know if we should.
We should, because we love to tell
he's
secrets.
He's not here.
He left the room, yeah.
He doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know what? You signed him up?
Uh-huh.
For what?
So
to be
he's
on
been,
the team.
He's been drafted to be one of the Globetrotters.
He's going to have the striped pants on and everything?
The uniform, the works. He's going to play in the game for the Globetrotters.
News guy Matt from Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX, so a Globetrotter.
We're going to tell him on Monday. He's in the newsroom right now. I've decided that it's going to be awesome.
It is.
The thing is I kind of hinted at it earlier in the week.
Okay.
As I was communicating with the Harlem Globetrotter people, and they were asking for someone to play with the team because it's fun and it's a good promotion and all that kind of stuff.
So we volunteered news guy Matt.
Well, I asked him, I was like, hey, if you randomly got thrown into a basketball game, would you like that? Like, would you play some pickup ball?
Uh-huh.
And he said yes. So I didn't specify
that it was the Globetrotters.
That it was the Globetrotters. And then yesterday, I was like, hey, if there are a couple of extra tickets that we get for the radio station, because we're going to have some halftime games and giveaways and stuff, all of those announcements are coming next week.
Yes, okay.
I was like, would you and your lovely wife, Lisa, like two tickets? And
we wouldn't
do
this to Lisa, though. She's not going to play.
No. Just Matt.
So we're going to do this to Matt.
So he said yes to the tickets. And I was like, okay, put it on your calendar, buddy. But I didn't tell him about him playing.
They're going to slam dunk over his tiny little head. That's going to be so much fun.
He's a great sport. I think it's going to be awesome. But if you see him around Central PA, don't tell him because he doesn't know yet.
All right. And check our link for details. Right?
Everybody needs to get tickets because it's going to be a great time. WQKX.com.
94.1 WQKX wrapping up a Flashback Friday with Aerosmith. Ooh, love that song. Dream On. Kyle's in the house. He's coming up next. A weekend, a Pro Bowl weekend.
Oh my
I'm
goodness.
I'm so excited.
Who cares?
Yes.
That's what we all say, but don't say that in front
of
news
say that
guy.
To Matt.
He gets really testy about it, but the players aren't going to be in it to win it. I mean, they're not going to throw their bodies on the line. And
see, here comes Matt. Don't stop talking about it because here comes Matt.
Looks like he wants to fight. I was just kidding.
The Pro Bowl is always a fun time of the year.
No, it's
I can't
not.
Wait to watch the game.
You're the only
no, it's
guy
not. You're
that
the
cares.
Only one who
I met
cares.
Him at the skills competition last night, but it was too late for me to watch.
Matt, they treat each other like they're made of glass because nobody wants to get hurt.
You know, I get it. It's not as good as a regular season, I'll say that, but it's still kind of fun to watch. It's a celebration of the game from the year. You know
and it's
saying?
No longer in Hawaii. Like, at
well,
least
that is a disappointment. I started the movement last year when I went on my honeymoon with my wife to Hawaii to bring it back to Hawaii, the Pro Bowl. It needs to be in Hawaii.
Because when you go on your honeymoon, you want to go to the Pro Bowl.
What? Just
I'm sure that's just what she's always wanted.
There's
Matt.
Another. There's another.
What fine television network is this airing on, Matt?
This will be on ESPN and ABC.
ESPN.
And NBC?
And ABC.
Two stations.
ABC. Yeah, ESPN and ABC. And also, if you're listening, you have at least one viewer. Here it is.
And of course, we'll have it on News Radio 1070 WKOK as well.
Of course. There you have
then
it.
Then we'll have two listeners and one viewer. Excellent. Real exciting stuff.
That's not where I was going. I just wanted to say hi to Kyle.
Matt just did a mic drop and walked out of the room.
Kyle's on the way next. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye, guys. It's the